Hi, all y'all. Good to have you drop in for episode 9 of our 15-week limited series podcast. As usual, just me, country cowgirl Dr. D, and of course, Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song. That guides the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Last episode, we wrapped up by playing a teaser of this episode's song, The Dance. We gave a quiz question about this week's song. Okay, Blue, you ready? You ready? The question is, does Garth Brooks consider this song his absolute number one favorite?
He sure does.
He does. I was a little shocked. In a 1994 Playboy interview, y'all out there searching the net, look it up, Brooks said, "Unless I'm totally surprised, The Dance will be the greatest success as a song we will ever do. I'll go to my grave with The Dance. It'll probably always be my favorite song." There you go. Each week, I share how the episode's country song chose me. This chapter is about a relationship I passionately pursued, ran down and convinced the man he could not live without me, even though he was hesitant. We made a lot of mistakes together, but the friendship that grew was far stronger to this day than the marriage that fell apart. The song is also about getting to the end of the road with something you were beyond passionate about. It could be an athletic pursuit like gymnastics or a career like teaching. For me, it was stepping away from a love of dance. So isn't it ironic this song is called The Dance? All right, your turn, Blue. Have you ever had a relationship you said goodbye to, but appreciated time spent in it and wouldn't change a thing? Or perhaps you've had a passion you pursued that no longer is available to you?
I certainly have. I'm definitely thankful for my past relationships, whether that was a friend or boyfriend, because not right away, but later on looking back, I learned so much from them. I don't think that I'd want to change anything because every experience has somehow shaped who I am today, which is someone that I've fallen in love with and I'm proud of and proud to be. I still have very fond memories with certain people from my past, and I'll always cherish those good memories from each dance. Sometimes things just don't work out for various reasons, but I still find beauty in the parts that did.
We have in common The Dance, Blue. Time for you to grab that guitar. And won't you sing this week's song? And I will pull out the lyrics that will guide this week's chapter read about being glad that you did not know how it all would end, how it all would go when reflecting back to a friend, a love, something you did, a passion that came to an end. Take it away, Blue.
Okay, this is one of my favorites. Here it is.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. The pain that I'd have had to miss. not everything for a moment. Wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know, I might have changed at all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the
The Dance. Singer, Garth Brooks. Writer, Tony Arata. Lyrics, and now I'm glad I didn't know the way it would all end, the way it would all go. Our lives are left better to chance. I would have missed all the pain, but I'd have missed the dance. As I drove north on the 2-lane highway and headed to the final mediation, where you and I would soon be together, doing our last dance in front of the family court judge, my mind went back 22 years to the college town pub, where Donna Summers was singing the lyrics to that song. And we were swaying to that disco rhythm you requested after we had first met. Did you know then it would be the first dance before the last dance we would eventually head towards? Ironically, and just the other day, a long way down the road, you continue from time to time to send me Summer's recording, not really knowing what it predicted. But then again, maybe you do. Funny, if you listen, life tells you what you need to know and refuse to hear. We both remember and reflect on the many times I would be swirling and fast stepping to the disco beat, while you would watch from the edge of the dance floor, marveling at me winning yet another bar dance contest. It would delight you, and still does, that when I hear music, it's only a matter of minutes, whether alone or with another. I leap on the dance floor and levitate with the music. As years pass by, I do that less, knowing perhaps the last dance lies ahead. After making it through a very abrupt first divorce, you wanted only friendship, and I, of course, wanted to dive in deeper to fill my empty spots of abandonment from a recent failed engagement heartbreak. We were both lonely, but in different ways. You were wanting to keep relationships many and light. I was looking for me and married you before I knew who was walking down the aisle. As I searched for a parking spot near the courthouse, I knew I had known our dances would be numbered. I knew when we were dating, and you would surround yourself with others and assume I was fine without being included in. I knew that your frequent travel would cause me to raise our challenging son alone. It was my idea to end it. But there is a myth. The person who makes the decision does not suffer. That's not true. And the dance steps of desertion, lack of interest, and differing values remain the same. You took a pen, and I took a pen, both realizing the blue ink was not just the color of the signature, but a reflection of our deep sadness. We signed the documents quickly, knowing we were each other's best friends. We believed that we were doing it because it was what the other wanted. Was it chivalry? Or did you simply want to delay the parting as you walked me to my car? As I silently shook and tears came down, you gave me one of your best friend hugs and told me, as you always do, it will be okay. Was 4 our magic number? It took 4 years of engagement before we got married, and 4 years of separation to close it all down. The pain cuts sharp as I drove the car alone to our empty house. The hollow void was intense as the racking sobs shook me and then quietly subsided. Did I fear being out on my own again? Or simply fear the feeling of being lost? I knew, as before I had known, you don't get to pick and choose the memories of your life. If you knew what you know now, the way it would all go, would it be better? You must go with things as they play out, all the major and minor chords, regardless of how it unfolds. If not, you will have missed what it all brings. I knew in that extreme bone-breaking solitude, you don't get to dial the song to the parts you would prefer. The moments of goodbye made me miss the moments I didn't even realize were precious. Life will take the two of us to many places we don't expect. We both may struggle. We both may be content. Our last dance. The dance. I'm glad I did not miss and will in the future continue to hold dear to my heart. Our movement was timeless. And now, even though we move on, the memories will sway to a sweet melody. I am so glad I did not miss the music to our last dance. Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and me. We never take you for granted. We appreciate you being with us on I'm Just a Country Song's 9th episode, driven by Garth Brooks' song, The Dance. It gives you pause on what you would change, if anything, in a relationship that's now gone, or would you do it all the same again to not miss the time together? All the good and all the bad. Next week's song, Guiding the Podcast, is a pivotal moment for Kelsey Ballerini, who co-wrote and sang Miss Me More. It's not about fighting the other person who puts you continually down and places you dead last, but instead, it's about fighting the person you became when you allowed yourself to believe you were last and did not deserve more. Blue, will you strum a few chords and sing a few lines of one of my favorite new country songs?
Absolutely.
I I retired my red lipstick cause you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high-heeled shoes cause I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't want to lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find them. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you
when it ended.
I thought it hurt me,
but it didn't.
I thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. I miss me more. Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams. I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss me more.
It's time, Blue. Let's give our usual weekly quiz about Miss Me More. So our listeners will tune in to the next episode for the answer. The question is, what was the name of Kelsey Ballerini's album, Miss Me More, featured on? Here's a hint, Blue. The title of the album ironically makes all the sense in the world that this song was featured on it.
I think I know the answer.
Oh, you have to wait. Tune in to episode 10 to hear the answer. Blue, if folks want to learn more about what you are up to, how do they find you? Where do they go?
Let's see. They can visit my Instagram or TikTok at I Am Blue Waters, and that's spelled B-L-U, as I'm sure you all know by now. Or they can check out my Facebook account at Blue Waters Music. As far as my coaching goes and the rest of my links, you can find that at dot.cards/bluecrew, which is B-L-U-C-R-E-W.
See y'all for the next episode of the 15 limited series podcast, rolling out the chapters of my soon-to-be-published book, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Be looking for it in the spring of 2024. Won't you join us for the next podcast? We hope so. Wishing y'all well.